College parties bored me. I suppose they shouldn't have, but they did. Why did I still go? I wasn't exactly a social butterfly, but a girl had to keep up appearances. I was only 2 years into my degree and had yet to be impressed by the general atmosphere, but I wanted just enough notoriety to not be completely invisible. And I kind of liked getting laid sometimes. College boys were easy, so I didn't exactly have to try that hard to bag one on a night like tonight. If I found the right balance of flirt versus snark, I could intrigue the smart ones. Or if one of the pretty, dumb ones caught my eye, it was easy enough to play drunk and just hope he wasn't too drunk to perform once I got him into bed. The level of skill I encountered was always a crapshoot, though. Too often, I would end up faking enjoyment just to get it over with quicker. At least I'd gotten pretty adept at predicting whether a guy would be worthwhile or not. The parties were a habit for me. I went to all of them, hoping for something different each time. That's the definition of insanity, right? I must be insane. Tonight was no different from all the others. I leaned against a wall inside a house with some combination of Greek letters emblazoned above the entrance. Fraternities amused me. They presented themselves like God's gift to women, the most virile specimens of the race, perhaps. Yet the Greeks commonly screwed adolescent boys. They were all adolescent boys, as far as I could tell. One guy in a rugby shirt was busy chugging a beer while a girl clung to him and he groped her ass. He let out a belch and a loud whoop when he was done. She cheered him on. Ugh. I finished my own cheap beer and went looking for something a little stronger. I had a flask in my pocket that was woefully low of tequila. My plan was to refill it where I could still get it free, then go find something more interesting. One of the bars a few blocks away had fantastic music on the weekends that none of these imbeciles would deign to pay attention to. That was more my style. I navigated the throng of partiers to find the liquor stash. Sweet Jesus, they had Patron. I silently rejoiced and filled my hungry flask. Before the last splash hit the lip of steel and I capped it again, I heard a deep male voice that sounded way too familiar.